Diverse teams excel with varied individual strengths. To boost your team's motivation, productivity, and engagement, take the time to identify what each member excels at. Recognize that everyone approaches tasks differently, so avoid labeling certain methods as inherently good or bad. Instead, see these differences as neutral traits. To identify your strengths, take a moment to reflect on how you respond in different situations. Also, consider asking your colleagues for their thoughts since they can provide valuable insights based on your collaborative experiences. This feedback can be key to understanding your strengths more clearly. To figure out your co-workers' or team members' strengths, pay attention to how they tackle tasks. Small actions can reveal a lot. For instance, a colleague who always sets clear deadlines and keeps meticulous lists might be great at organizing and keeping things on track. Even casual interactions offer clues. When you socialize with new team members, watch how their strengths unfold over time. Use tests for personal insight. Tests like Clifton Strengths, from Gallup, Everything BSC, by Wiley, and Character Strengths, from the VIA Institute on Character, can offer valuable guidance and a common way to talk about personal qualities. These tools help us understand ourselves better. To lead your team effectively, it's important to understand each member's skills and strengths to provide personalized feedback, assign tasks that match their abilities, and guide their growth accordingly. Avoid micromanaging by focusing on results rather than processes, enabling team members to excel in their strengths. Be transparent about knowledge gaps, as acknowledging weaknesses is just as important as recognizing strengths for promoting improvement and development within the team. Adapt to generational diversity in the workplace. Working with colleagues from different generations can be tough. Nowadays, workplaces can have people from 5 different age groups, each with their own outlook and values. 1. Conservatives. This group brings a strong work ethic and extensive experience to the table. 2. Baby boomers. Before they retire, financial security is a key motivator for this generation. It's important to tap into their deep institutional knowledge before they move on. 3. Gen X, known for their independence, Gen X employees value work-life balance. Offering them autonomy and flexible work arrangements can be key motivators. 4. Millennials, having grown up during rapid technological advancements, millennials value opportunities for growth and development. They are likely to leave companies that don't offer these opportunities. 5. Gen Z, this generation, raised with social media and the internet, seeks workplaces that prioritize flexibility, social responsibility, diversity, and recognition of individual contributions to projects. Understanding how different generations prefer to communicate is crucial to avoiding misunderstandings at work. Face-to-face meetings remain the best way to communicate across all age groups. Promote workplace inclusivity by tackling biases effectively. Everyone has biases, influenced by factors like gender, age, and income. Microaggressions, subtle but hurtful behaviors, can leave people feeling excluded. Recognizing our biases is key to creating an inclusive workplace without these harmful actions. Rather than treating others how you want to be treated, treat them how they want to be treated. This is key to creating an inclusive workplace. Get to know people and ask them how they prefer to be treated. Avoid assuming based on their background or identity. Don't expect one person to represent a whole group. Respect each person's individuality through genuine conversations and understanding. If people ask you questions assuming you represent your entire group, you have the right to set boundaries. You can choose to speak from your own experiences instead of trying to speak for everyone else. It's up to you when and where you respond to such questions, or even decide not to respond at all. Handle misunderstandings with dialogue. To solve misunderstandings, talk it out. Assume the best of intentions, stay calm, and share your side of the story. If someone tells you that your comments might be seen as microaggressive, take it seriously and try to understand their point. Pay attention to how you react, even your body language. Treat this as a chance to learn and be grateful for the opportunity. Avoid talking down to others when you explain things that can come off as disrespectful. Instead, back up your ideas with facts, show what you know through questions, talk about your own experiences and skills, and make sure you get to finish your thoughts if someone interrupts. When encountering challenging interactions, it's important to act as an ally by speaking up without making assumptions or crossing boundaries. Instead, approach situations openly and inclusively, discussing issues directly. Consider your own privilege and its impact on your perspective, aiming to support rather than lead. Engage consistently in diversity initiatives, being present not only during major events but also in everyday situations to make a meaningful difference. Work together to break down barriers and improve communication. Changing a company's culture to promote collaboration and break down silos often starts with leaders setting the example. When leaders prioritize teamwork, their teams will naturally follow suit. Consider incentivizing collaborative efforts with bonuses and regularly scheduling meetings that involve different departments. These steps can help strengthen relationships between teams and promote lasting collaboration across the organization. All employees need to understand each other's roles and responsibilities in the company. Sharing success stories and giving regular feedback across departments, like recognizing colleagues who helped on a project, highlights the benefits of working together. This kind of teamwork strengthens our company's positive spirit. Efficient collaboration. Meetings aren't always the best way to work together, and they take up time and money. Sometimes, informal chats can be just as useful. When you're setting up a meeting, think about who really needs to be there. Send out an agenda beforehand. If you're the one organizing the meeting, it's your job to make sure everyone participates and that there's a clear goal. Remote work has transformed how we communicate. To make new remote team members feel included, conduct introductory video meetings. Equip your virtual team with the necessary tools and training. Just like in-person meetings, virtual meetings benefit from smaller group discussions and time for social interaction. Tweak your style for better engagement and inclusivity. When sending emails, choose the right people to include and summarize long conversations with bullet points. Also, let your team know when they should reply. For example, if you email over the weekend, they don't have to answer right away. Decide how to communicate wisely. Email isn't always the best option. For sensitive topics, have a face-to-face chat. Text and instant messages work for quick or casual requests, but be careful about texting colleagues on personal numbers. Avoid using sarcastic remarks. Be clear and straightforward in your messages. Is your office set up for teamwork and fresh ideas? The usual desk and chair setup doesn't really encourage sharing thoughts openly. But even small changes can make a big difference right away. For instance, try having quick standing meetings, let different people lead meetings, or mix up where you sit. Prepare to handle uncomfortable situations with effective tactics. Some people at work can be toxic, which means they harm working relationships and might even sabotage others for their own benefit. Before pointing fingers at toxic coworkers, it's important to check our own behavior for similar issues. Toxic actions aren't always obvious. They can be subtle things like stereotyping, repeatedly interrupting others, or ignoring their ideas. So, before tackling toxic behavior in others, it's good to be mindful of our own actions. When addressing toxic behavior, stick to the facts. Explain how the behavior affected you and suggest ways to improve. Many people are unaware of their toxicity, so change might be slow. Stay calm and use neutral responses. Take a breath before responding to keep your cool. Stay open to new ideas, but don't feel obligated to accept anything you're not comfortable with. Rejecting someone's ideas can strain your relationship, so it's important to be tactful. Instead of rejecting a person, critique the idea itself. Offering alternative solutions is more constructive than just saying no. If you need to decline, explain your reasoning. Rather than a flat no, consider adjusting timelines or suggesting other resources. If your request is denied, revisit the topic later or seek alternatives. Professional disagreements are not personal. Strengthen connections for improved communication and teamwork. To promote stronger team engagement, leaders need to stay accessible and involved. Hosting informal meetings that transcend office hierarchies allows a direct connection with team members. If in-person sessions are not possible, consider using videos or virtual Q&A sessions instead. Additionally, when planning to be away for a period, communicate your absence plans clearly beforehand to maintain transparency and manage expectations within your team. Establishing a culture of trust within your team requires consistent effort and engagement. Regularly step away from your office to connect with colleagues in shared spaces, demonstrating leadership through participation in community initiatives and social projects. Celebrate achievements together to strengthen bonds. Stay informed about industry trends to showcase your competence and share your expertise generously with others. Strategies for effective leadership in times of change. During times of change, maintain focus in interactions and prioritize listening to and valuing everyone while providing necessary tools and training for adaptation. Engaging trusted employees as change ambassadors can enhance support, and assigning meaningful projects demonstrates trust and promotes readiness for change. As an employee, demonstrate your skills and experience by expressing interest in relevant projects. Stay positive and inquire about your role in the change process through open-ended questions. Clear up any uncertainties rather than assuming things. Let's make our workplace more welcoming and productive. Everyone should commit to creating a team-oriented and inclusive environment. When we work together, we boost productivity and performance. Join us in this positive change for a better workplace. Key points: 1. Recognize and leverage diverse strengths within teams for enhanced motivation and productivity. 2. Understand individual and generational differences to encourage effective communication and collaboration. 3. Utilize assessments like Clifton Strengths to identify personal qualities and support skill development. 4. Prioritize transparency and personalized feedback to empower team members based on their abilities. 5. Address biases and promote genuine conversations to respect individual experiences. 6. Encourage open dialogue to address misunderstandings constructively and promote allyship in diverse workplaces. 7. Enhance collaboration through adaptable communication strategies, inclusive leadership, and shared successes.